You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Well, everyone, it's so nice to see you all in person and not on Zoom anymore. Here we are in the...
Oh, my gosh, you have hands and feet, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's torsos are looking great, by the way. It's something that I feel like I've been without for a while. And it's just so nice to be like, hands, feet, torsos, you're more than just the top.
You're totally right. It's like... It almost felt like we were talking to little robot heads or something like that, or like little totally. Futurama brains, or, you know, whatever that was.
Or I started totally. Imagining, what if the bottom halves were just wild? Like, what if, for all I could tell, someone could be a centaur? I mean, I know that that's crazy, but that's what my brain started to do, is just like, and then what if Gary now has a chicken bottom? I just haven't seen it in so long.
Oh my gosh, you have the best imagination.
I mean, I guess I'm kind of like a centaur, in the fact that my legs got so fat over the past 2 years.
Come on, Gary.
You're all being very nice, but I mean, look at me, you know.
And come on.
I just as we're all here, I mean, you know, it's we've been at Grubhub for years now, but this is the first time that we've been in these corporate offices post-lockdown. And I just want to kind of speak about where we're all coming from as far as comfort levels in this co-working environment. Because I see some people have masks on, some people don't, you know, some people went very far. Some people are currently sanitizing through the whole conversation. So I just want to make sure we all feel safe and on the same page here.
Thank you Absolutely. So much, Henry. I really appreciate you clearing the air and making space for that. I just want to get out ahead of what you guys are probably noticing with me, is that I do still wear a mask, but it is an eye masquerade mask. And that's because my cousin sent me an article that actually more COVID than we thought was going through eyeballs. But if really? I cover my eyes completely, I won't be able to see. So I just dug out this Halloween mask that I had from a masquerade wedding that was on a Halloween night. And that way I'm trying to keep just the little... I'm trying to remind myself to not touch my eyes. And if I have this mask on, then I don't touch my eyeballs.
I love
that's really smart.
I love smart. That. I honestly, this is how crazy it's been the past 2 years. I was like, was there an article that if COVID doesn't recognize you, it won't get you? And so that's what I thought you were doing there, was like, you know, Zorro or something.
We
like
might
that.
Get there, Henry. We might get there.
I have no idea.
One of these variants might have face blindness. Thank God.
Let me get ahead of some of my behavior, because I know you're like, why is he licking all these surfaces and touching everything? And what I am sort of concerned with is that my immune system has just been not exposed to anything for so long. And so I'm sort of being proactive about getting some of those germs back into my cycle to build up those natural defenses. So please, if anyone gets sick, do let me know so I can sort of seek you out.
I had a slight rash from being in a hot tub too long 2 weeks ago. Would you like to get some of this? I'm not really sure.
Is that like a fungal thing?
I think it's just heat rash, but just in case there was sort of a fungal component.
On the off chance, I'd love it if you wouldn't mind.
Okay,
yeah.
I would say the biggest patch is sort of like upper, lower left shoulder.
Okay, do you mind if I tongue to that?
No, thank you.
That's just the easiest way.
Yeah, I do want to also just make sure that we're all comfortable with that as far as HR goes, that happening in front of everybody.
We can do it in
another
room.
We can do it in
the restroom.
We can do it in the kitchen or like the break room.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah, honestly, it's almost weirder for you guys to go do it alone.
Sure,
I think maybe in front of everybody's
office.
I'm not looking to make anyone uncomfortable.
No, Mike. That's why I'm so appreciative of this conversation, Henry.
No.
Carl, would you like to get on it too, Carl?
I'm actually trying to avoid sickness. Okay. As you can see, I'm in a full NASA spacesuit.
Yes.
And I was just trying to, and I'm fine with what you guys are doing. It actually makes me feel safer you guys feel so safe.
Is that legit NASA, by the way? That's not knockoff? That's NASA. That's actual NASA?
Well, it is NASA, but I got it off eBay. It's an old NASA suit.
NASA's NASA last. You know what they say, NASA last.
That's right. NASA LASTA. That's their famous phrase. Yeah. So I feel really protected, really good, and I really am not concerning myself much with what you guys are doing. You know, I got my own atmosphere here and I feel good.
I think that's so really nice healthy.
I agree. It's so nice to be able to be. This is the first time we felt like a Grub Hub and not Grub Spokes. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like wow. I feel like we're finally together for the
Do
first time.
Do you mind if
time.
I write that down? Just so we know that you said it.
I think you should send that all the way up.
Honored.
Send
that
all the way up.
Yeah, run that up that flagpole.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
Running up that hill. Running up that
around the wheel. Whatever.
What
about that song? That song really took off.
Yeah, I was so happy for Kate Bush.
Mm-hmm. Love Kate Bush.
I missed it. Personally, I haven't taken in any media and have not even really left my room for about 8 months until today.
Really?
Yes, the world got so terrifying and was moving so fast for me that I shut it down where it was like, you know, every opinion I had seemed wrong or late and every new piece of news was scary and hurtful. So I just unplugged everything. I picked up my Bible and I've just been kind of leafing through it for 8 months.
Good for you.
Any passages grabbing you?
I mean, I'm still loving John 3:16.
Sure. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Classic. Yeah.
Wow, yes.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. You know it too. Yeah.
That's huge. What sort of
I'm just like that. I'll get stuck on a verse and just sort of reread it. Just reread it, get stuck,
get
and not be
there.
Able to go anywhere else.
I've had one of those. It's the one that, and it's, I guess this isn't exactly the same, but it's like that. Somebody call 911. Shorty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yes.
When that gets in my head, it brings me both a lot that. Of, it's like, but boy, that just goes around and around and around. I just want to live there. You know what I mean?
And yeah, totally. Do you know what it is for me? You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh,
that's a short one, but it's good.
I'll reread that forever. Yeah,
I think I'm the only person who really loves that quote. You know,
I think
like
that's
that.
True. I think that's true.
People must know you really love it because I've seen it in Target on shirts.
Really?
I've seen it in Hot Topic on shirts. I mean, before the whole of the pandemic. Yeah.
Do you think that's me? Do you think that's my reach?
It might be.
Could be.
I mean, the redhead from The Sandlot, the day I got off TikTok was because I saw that he was on there and every TikTok was him being like, remember me, I was in The Sandlot. And it made me so, so sad that I just had to get out of there. So.
I'm sorry. Do you mind if I write this down? I'm working on an epic poem about the last 2 years. And I think the day that I got off TikTok might be a good line.
It is so nice to hear someone stepping back into the epic poem space. It is an art form that I feel like we just do not see enough
Thank
of
you.
These days.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's how it passes, right? You know, pass it around.
Yes.
Would you say that was one of your creative inspirations throughout the pandemic? Because I feel like everybody, I don't know if everybody wants to share about this, but everybody had their little thing, right? Mm. And they just kept them sane.
Yeah.
I thought we were only going to be inside for 2 weeks.
Sure.
And I made, what, 8 loaves of banana bread in those 2 weeks? Come on. I really, really ruined it for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I had a puzzle table in the house for a while, but then I thought, what would be great is if people could hear me recite a long poem that tells the tale of an epic journey, and then they could remember it word for word, and they could tell the poem.
I mean, you're singing a song that's getting stuck in my head right now.
Thank you.
You know, I think I'm like, call me the target audience. You're Hawkeye. You're Hawkeye the actor, and I'm the target audience, if you know what I mean.
Dude, I know Haley exactly Seinfeld? What you mean.
Yeah, my thing was that I watched Hawkeye 9 times front to back.
The show, right?
Just the show. I still haven't seen him in any of the movies. I'm sure they're fine.
Oh.
But what I love about that man in the Christmas season trying to get back to his family.
On a farm.
On a farm. I love
I'll
it.
I'll say this. To me, Hawkeye, most interesting part of the Marvel Universe. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Certainly most dynamic actor in the Marvel Universe.
Absolutely. Hey, it's the Mad Dog Pod, the improv and conversation podcast with me, Dan Lippert, and my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Dan, what's happening?
Not much. I really enjoyed our first scene with Jess McKenna. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Jess.
And Zach Reno. Hello, Zach.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Dan.
Wow. Hello, all around. You know them from the Off Book podcast, amongst the millions of other things that they do on this beautiful blue earth of ours. And of course,
beautiful, Dan.
This little marble.
Thank you for taking time to appreciate its beauty that we just walk by every day.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to sit and go, wow, it is so hot. How beautiful here.
Sometimes I'll be walking by and I'll be looking at the dang blue marble beneath my feet and I still don't see it.
Sometimes I pause to sniff some beautiful night blooming jasmine on this blue marble and I still don't see it.
Listen, sometimes I'm out by a chain link fence upon which has grown a rose in the middle of a concrete jungle. And then I think, where's the blue? You know, I know we're calling it the blue. They're telling me the blue's everywhere, but where's the blue?
Where's the blue? And you have to acknowledge it and you have to look for it and you have to love it. And we're happy to see you both.
You too.
You guys were just touring is what we heard from you before the show started.
Yeah, we did. We did Pickathon. We did this awesome festival in Portland that was really, really fun. We did like it was so funny. We woke up very early in the morning to go there and do a show at 12 o'clock and then we were done. So it was like a crazy first time. And then we just like enjoyed this very cool festival in like a beautiful forest outside of Portland.
Ooh, lovely.
Whoa. What, like a music and arts festival? Like
mostly music. Yeah. Cool. Like this was the first time they'd ever had podcasts and they do have like occasionally some sort of like spoken word type things, but there were like, this stage is called the woods because it's in the woods. Mm. This stage is called the grove because it's in a grove of trees. Like,
ours is called the lucky barn because it was in a barn called the lucky barn, and it was a barn with a bunch of horseshoes all over it.
It was,
I guess,
sweet.
What we're saying is the stage names were pretty literal, but no, it was great. It also was like incredibly sustainable in a thing that like, this is maybe uninteresting, but I kept like marveling at. They give you your own like cup when you go in. And if you're getting beer or a root beer float, as our friend did, or whatever, they just fill up that. And you have to like get a plate token. Then they give you a wooden plate.
The plate situation was hilarious. Only because like, I think some ticket holders, they might have to buy that cup. I'm not sure. You have to buy your plate. I'm not certain if you can bring your own plate. But you buy.
I saw someone bring out their own Tupperware, but only one. Everyone else.
Okay, so most people, they have like good food stands and stuff. And most people, you don't have to like carry the plate around with you all day. You can like turn it back in for a token and then be like, I've already paid once for the plate. But we got free cups because we were artists. And then there was also an artist area that there was a food line with the plates. So we go up to these two women and we're like, is it okay? Because I was like legitimately uncertain if we were supposed to have been handed a plate in addition to a cup. And so I was like, can we take one of these plates outside to the food court? Like if we'd rather have pizza than this free food. And they were like, if we don't see ya. And we're like, no, we're not trying to break a rule. Just like, can we, is that allowed? What's the plate situation? They're like, I mean, ask for forgiveness, not permission. We're like, no.
And then after like a 5-minute conversation, one of them eventually said, oh yeah, I think nobody cares.
Yeah, we're like, we're not trying to be sneaky. We're really just trying to be like,
tell us the rules,
and we will follow them. And one of the women was wearing a hat that said Shroom Hunter, and when we first met her, had a baby strapped to her front, and was like, y'all want some whiskey? And we were like, no, we need to get to sound check, and she was just like, okay, one of you is gonna have to go do it. We're like, okay. It was very beautiful. It was awesome. Once you like needed something, they were like so helpful and wanted to help, but it was very like, oh yeah,
and
get
also
over there.
The plate token economy had to be explained to every single person approaching a food place for the first time. They're like, I'd like chicken. Like, great.
Where's your plate?
That's not a question I've usually been asked when ordering food. Can I get a plate here? You can. It's $12. And then we give you a token so you don't carry the plate around. When I use this plate token anywhere, yes. It was just very, very
or then
funny.
The pizza place that would just give it to you on a paper towel.
Yeah. The pizza place like had no an 11-year-old boy. There was no trash anywhere. It was a pristine festival.
It was incredible. Like, it was awesome. And I'm like, all in favor. It was just like slightly confusing in its execution. Whereas the cup is like, they give you, it's on a carabiner. There's free water fill stations. Everything like about it.
That also sounds crazy, though.
But it makes so much more sense, at least. We were like, okay, I'm going to refill this same. And it's like a clean aluminum cup. It's not like Here's your one solo cup. Make it last.
It you did know, sort of mean that occasionally you would get like margarita in your next
coffee.
Beer.
Yeah.
That was my first thought when you talked about the root beer float was like, well, you need two cups then. That can't be your water cup afterwards.
Yeah, it has to be. You're going to have some root beer water for a little bit.
They do have dishwashing stations, so you could give your cup a little clean if you don't want to mix your oat milk latte with your margarita.
There needs to be a... for lack of a better word, like in my life, a Drew Tarver for these things, because Drew is always like the window for me into everybody who's going to be mad about this and who like understands it, but is like, I cannot use these straws or whatever. And you need that person there to be like, okay, how do we make these creative solutions so that this appeals to everybody? And
if you've got Drew, if he's on board, then
yes.
Like, because we all want sustainable straws, but we also do need them to function as straws.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like when they dissolve in my mouth. I would much rather have the sippy cup lid than the paper that becomes blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think probably my pitch would be fold that token into the cost of a ticket, and your ticket comes with your first token, and then you're not being told that you have an additional $12 payment you need to support. And so you're just tracking your one reusable plate
because you've already paid for. The 2 8-year-old boys in front of me trying to, that's the other thing. There were a ton of children at this festival.
Who were the artists?
No, like, this was in the main part of the... Oh, like what kind of artists?
Who were they there to see? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're there to run around in the woods and make bracelets. Okay. There was also a full kid economy where, like, if you wander through the woods, you could just pay a random other kid to paint your face for $5.
A 12-year-old girl would put a feather in your hair for $5 if you paid her.
It was really cute. It was very, very different. As someone who's, like, gone to Coachella a bunch, was just like, this is a very adorable, like, on a farm near the woods, hippie, sweet festivals. It was a lot of fun. But, it was...
Excellent people watching.
Really good.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just start by introducing myself. My name is Drew Tarver, and I'm a consultant here with the festival circuit. And I just sort of help, kind-hearted festival folks with their programming, how it all works. And I just try to cut through a bunch of the bullshit that people don't seem to understand that nobody's going to like. So we'll just go ahead and go through your current setup, and I'll just sort of troubleshoot.
Yeah, man, I got a question. We heard a lot of people getting mad last year when they were too close to speakers. You know, that maybe they didn't originally want to stand so close to the speaker, but as a bunch of people crowded in, they got moved towards the speaker, and that was not their pre-desired position in the field. And once they were... right in front of the speaker, it was hurting their ears and it was too loud. And we got a lot of people from the speaker zones yelling, turn it down. And I just want to know, Mr. Tarver, what would you say? How can we better make that flow efficient in and out, in around the speaker placement? Folks that let be by speakers.
You can't turn the speakers down.
No.
You know, because everybody wants to hear the music.
No, people got to hear it in the back. People got to hear it in the back. Yeah, yeah. No.
I love you guys' accents, by the way. They're really making me comfortable. Well, I would say you can't turn down the music on the speakers. So I would put up a guardrail 10 feet in front of the speakers so that when people get pushed all the way up, they're not, ear to the speaker. They're still got 10 feet of breathing room.
Okay, now I like that. But then my fear is if there's that 10-foot gap, but only in front of the speaker. So now I'm imagining a crowd cutout, crowd, crowd, crowd. And then where the speaker is, we're cutting in before we're pushing back out once we're clear of the speaker. And I'm afraid too many people are going to wonder if that's a ball pit without the balls.
Well, I think that's just a problem you got to deal with if it gets there. I don't think because there's no balls, anyone's going to think
it's a ball. But should I maybe put balls in it?
No, no. The whole, no. Listen. No. You guys are here to listen to the consultant, right? I mean, you hired me. You're paying me a pretty penny.
Yeah.
You came highly recommended and highly costly. But I just want to know, now that's dead space, and I'm all about cramming maximum fun into my festival grounds. If I just have a dead area... that is not a ball pit. It's not a sand pit. It's not filled with pudding. It doesn't have merch.
You're trying to have too much fun.
No,
just let the festival be the festival. You're trying to have too much fun.
I totally agree. Okay. And I think what Drew would probably suggest next is if you've got that empty space, That's now an opportunity for you to book another act right there.
Okay, now I have thought of that. Well, no, so now we put a mini act in the speaker. Now, then where's the cutout for those speakers?
See, I think those speakers are going to conflict. I think having a band right in front of the audio you're trying to play from the other band is a conflict. Maybe you just add one more time to your schedule. Got them into the
act. I actually have a question regarding that. Okay, oh, sorry, you were saying?
I was just going to say maybe the mini act is a mime act.
A quiet act.
You know, again, I don't know that anybody's going to enjoy that any more than the festival that's already going on, but I think
Mr. Carver,
is a good option.
With all due respect, if you see a square of empty space on the festival grounds that is not programmed with fun, people are going to walk right on by.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's okay if people walk around the festival.
I'm going to have to noodle on this one.
Yeah, okay. I think one concern that I have, Mr. Tarver, and I'd love your input on this, is when people do start walking around the festival, then there become like a lot of bodies around. And what happens as a result of that is maybe during a sound check, maybe doing the act itself, the band now feels pressure to make their music audible to all those people. It starts to get real loud. And all the people near the speakers, they start screaming, turn it down. And I just wonder what your thoughts on that would be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think it seems like you guys are having a lot of the same kind of problem. And I do think maybe you need, that a lot of people want you to turn the music down at the music festival. Typically,
only when
want
they're
the music
near the speaker.
Right.
When they're
right.
perfectly placed, or when they're in the food court and it's only like in the background.
I never heard someone in the food court saying, turn the music down.
If they're eating their paella, they are happy and they're not wondering if we could turn it down.
You guys are doing paella.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a large dish.
We mostly do rice, various takes on rice.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, well, that's good.
I think the problem is compounded by, we got this group, you may have heard of them. I think every city has them, called the Speaker Gang, which is a group of boys and girls that only want to stand right by the speaker. And they're the ones that are yelling, turn it down.
So wait, they want to stand next to the speaker and they want it quieter.
Correct. Yeah, they like how the speaker obscures just the right amount of view of the stage because they like mystery. And they also like the proximity to the stage, but they don't like the loudness of the speaker.
And sorry, who is your co-consultant that you've brought in who seems to agree with you, but then also agree with us?
Well, this is Daniel, and he's a really great note taker.
Yes,
and
sir.
A really great yes man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
See, look at that.
Now,
he nails it every time.
I think if we could get ourselves a Daniel, as folks get checked into the festival and we say, hey, there's going to be music here and it might sometimes be loud, that he could be there to say, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe just posting a sign that says, audible levels are going to be over a certain amount of decibels. You know, that way everybody who enters knows what they're getting into.
I think Daniel might be more effective, but I'll noodle on that. I'll noodle on the sign.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Daniel, what's... all right.
Okay, now here's another question I have. Sometimes the actual musical performances, the slots, the bands, the instrumentalists.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there. Yeah. Do you understand what she's saying?
I think I do. I think she means the people that are playing the music.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
Yeah. I just didn't want you to think I was stopping halfway through the word of actor.
I got that. Did you get that? Did you get that written down?
I think it's pretty clear. So. Okay. She's about to tell us a story about when they have several actors on stage for some reason.
That's why I wanted
to put a big old stop sign right here. Just I want to make sure that we are talking about musical acts, not actors.
Thank God, because that seemed like a dumb idea. But musical acts makes a lot more sense than a music festival.
Sometimes.
Thank you, Daniel. All right.
Sometimes they require their own set of speakers that are on the stage facing towards them that are called monitors or wedges, we sometimes call them. And now sometimes those are speakers. And when the musical acts are on stage, sometimes they say, I need these to be turned up. I need more. Now I need these to be turned up.
And the speaker boys and girls, they do not take kindly to that because they're out there shouting, turn it down. Meanwhile, the band itself saying, turn these up. Next thing you know, they're fighting, and there's no room for a ball pit, which you said we should have.
Which would be
and
a safe place for them to explore this sort of animosity in a playful way.
Balls.
Yeah.
7,000. No, there is no ball pit. The ball pit is the worst idea we've talked about so far. Just want to let everyone know that. And
pit,
I do think the band's having monitors. Just write down what I'm saying.
Okay,
the band's having monitors that play to them is good, and the audience doesn't hear that because it's pointed the wrong way.
But well, our audience tends to sneak up on stage.
They're
and get
very
right around
sneaky.
There.
Okay, you need security then.
Okay, can it be Daniel saying not this way?
As long as the speakers aren't too loud, I'll do it, yeah.
Okay, now the problem is, Mr. Tarver.
Now, Daniel, you can't do security. You work in the office with me.
Oh, you know I got that thing
on
me.
We don't work for this one festival. I know you carry a gun. We don't work for this one festival. We're consulting with many festivals. Mm-hmm. We can't stop and do security each one of them. I'd love.
Daniel, do you have a
I'd
twin?
I'd love to work
Daniel,
food.
Do you have a twin or are you a triplet?
I have an older brother and a younger sister.
Do they look and act very similar to you?
Almost to a T.
Okay, well, we'll like their phone numbers at the end because maybe if we can't have Daniel, maybe we can have someone like Daniel. Mr. Trevor, my only concern that remains really is, okay, let's say we get these speaker volumes at the right level for both the acts and the speaker boys and girls. And say we have them pointed just so, and you don't hear it too loud when you have paella, and we have a sign that says you don't sneak on stage and stand by the sign is Daniel's sister.
Smart.
Let's say that a little fight still arises. Now there's no playful place for this fight to happen. If there's no ball pit.
If someone falls down on the hard, cold earth, have you ever been to Golden Arches?
You talking about McDonald's?
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Golden Arches.
Yeah, I've been to one of those.
The technical name is like Golden Arches. McDonald's is like,
yeah,
oh,
I knew
fun.
It as Golden Arches. I knew it as Golden
no,
Arches.
McDonald's is the name on the building.
I always thought that was the street it was on.
Yeah, they're on. That company is so
almost
powerful.
Never. No, almost never.
All the time, though.
Oh.
I always thought,
Daniel, that is not what to write down. What could you even think was smart there? McDonald's is on McDonald's Street? Is that what you're going down?
It's genius. You always know where it is in your town. It's genius.
Yeah, you know how in a subway station when you get off in the and sometimes that beautiful tile, it'll say, you know, Canal Street. Yes. I always thought because the McDonald's in my town is on McDonald's, that it was the Golden Arches of McDonald's. And that's the only one I've ever seen.
Well, listen, guys, I have a whole list of complaints here that we haven't addressed any of about your festival. Everything you've been asking about, nobody's been bothered by.
All right, go ahead, rapid fire.
Because I think that we could probably wrap these up real quick. Couple words each.
Yeah.
People are saying that the plate should be recyclable, but that the food shouldn't be.
Ball pit.
No, that's not an answer to this.
All right.
People are saying that the porta potty should not just be holes in the ground. There should actually be some sort of way to get the feces out of there.
Foam party concealing a ball pit.
No. God. All right. And then, they were saying that they liked Kanye last year and they'd love to have him back for longer this year.
Okay. Silent disco through the ball pit of his early stuff.
That's also not
only his early stuff.
Kanye said he wanted to do a 5-minute set, so like they can take that bump with him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to help you guys with what the people who pay you are trying to tell you about your festival.
And we appreciate that. And we appreciate that.
Of course.
All right. Welcome to the festival. I just have to ask you a few questions before you come in. First question, are you ever or have you ever been associated with a group known as the Speaker Boys?
I don't have to answer that.
Go ahead on in.
Thank you.
Turn it down!
Hey, what's up?
Oh, shit.
Fuck, they're back! Fuck! Get them!
See him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The bad boys just don't like how loud it is.
They're bad boys who are asking for a nicer environment.
Turn it down.
That's, you know who that reminds me of, honestly, is like my mom at a Hollister. You guys ever been to a Hollister?
Oh, yeah.
The smells of a Hollister are very specific.
Yes, the smells and the sounds. And they, the one I went to had like a screen where you could pick the music and you could turn it up or down or whatever. And it was always blasted. And maybe you couldn't turn it up or down, but you could pick the song. But my mom.
When you say had a screen, like, available to the customers, or you were just like messing with something that you were not supposed to be touching?
No, it was like available to the customers, like next to the register almost, but like on the outside so that the customers could like pick their cool Guster song or
that they
know,
wanted to
was.
Shop for polos in.
Yeah, pretty okay. much. But I remember my mom didn't want to go in there in the first place, but she, it was the only time I ever have seen her like out of sorts, was like, what? Why is it so loud in here? I can't think in here. And it was just so, so funny. Because it's like, you know, pretty tame music,
yeah.
but just way too loud.
I fully support any parent who couldn't be in Hollister or Abercrombie.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Or I was like, or Hot Topic. They didn't have the smell, but it was always loud.
Right.
Do you have a thing where you feel like your nerve endings do have too much stimulus and you're like, I can't process this right now. That's how I am if I get minorly hurt. Like, I've had to train everyone in my family to not ask me a question for at least like 4 seconds because I feel like I can't speak yet. You know, like even as a kid, if I skinned my knee, my mom's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Fell off the tree. Like I couldn't like speak at the same time. And it's like, a shorthand with my family of like, she can't talk when she's in pain. Like, or Morgan will be like, you can't talk yet. And I'm like, I can't talk yet.
I like that. That's good.
I don't know that I have. I mean, I have places. You know what is a big one for me? Is any sort of like bar or restaurant or whatever where there's a line, but there's no actual order. And so you have to like make sure to get their attention. And so I'm like standing next to y'all and we're chatting, but I know I have to get the bartender's attention. So I'm watching every single person come up and being like, well, I'll never be able to focus on the conversation. I'd rather be fully silent until we've like put in our order.
100%. Mm. Yeah. I think you probably already do this, but I want to just encourage you as a friend to go ahead and set that boundary, you know, with your friends. Hey, we can't talk yet. I'm really working on an eye contact game here.
Yeah, we're going to be here all night if we
And it's actually going to benefit all of us if I can get the eye contact. So just go ahead and save that story.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Another version of that is like Black Cat here in LA, but a lot of different bars and restaurants have a thing where you sit down, you scan the QR code and you order on your phone. And it's like, that could be 30 minutes if you're chatting while you're looking at the menu. And it's because there's no server to come and be like, can I take your order?
But there's a version of that that is excellent because if everyone focuses up and does it, there's no waiting for a check. Because you order and you pay right at the top. It's like you sit all day. And then when you're done, you just bounce.
It's really beautiful. As long as you're on the same page about that first 5 minutes being
always that person who's like, can we actually pause for a second and decide if we're getting an appetizer? Because we got to get this roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold up real quick, though. Because y'all, like, sorry. Peter, tell that story you were just telling. Because, like,
oh, my God. Insane. Okay. So I'm spelunking, right? I'm spelunking and I'm, like, halfway into the cave. And then my headlamp goes off. And I'll tell you, you have never seen darkness like this. Until you've been in.
Okay, but the fried pickles, are we like going for them or?
I could either way. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sort of 50-50 on that, whatever the group.
Okay, because someone also mentioned the Brussels sprouts, but I feel like they're a little hard to share.
When you say seen darkness,
you're like, you have to belay yourself further into the pit because my lamp. It's like when you're on the rope, right? And you have to sort of like lower yourself in. Are you okay?
Peter. This is like definitely one of the cooler stories I've heard in years. I want to say like it's been
of course.
Most like hangs. It's just like, oh yeah, did you see that movie? Oh, I tried that restaurant. I hung out with my mom last weekend. Peter,
you have no idea because this story was teased to me. He hasn't even gotten to the mountain lion that was also stuck in the cave.
No
spoilers. No spoilers on this. Like, I'm so stoked for this story, Peter. It's just like, we really should get our order in. I feel like I can't relax. Personally, I feel my shoulders tighten.
Don't they bring bread? They're going to bring bread. They're going to bring water. Let's just snack on that and get started.
They bring bread. I'm pretty sure. I'm like 80% sure this place brings bread, right?
Yeah, because I don't want to, because if I eat a bunch of bread, then I don't have to even get like a whole main. Do you know what I mean? I'll just get like a salad.
Here's some waters for y'all. Just real quick, while I let you know, that table just got the last order of fried pickles. So those are 86, but we have, frankly, a lot of Brussels sprouts on the menu in the back there. So and they're good.
Why is that? Mm. Why do you think?
They're not really shareable. A lot of guys come in here and eat them alone and then go and, to be honest, blow up the bathroom. But
do they not cut them in half? They just serve them as the whole bowl?
That's right.
Yeah. And there's
sounds horrible.
The glaze is too, it's a lot. Like, unless you're, it's better as a side. Mm. It's just like, I know they're good, but it's better as a side.
Oh, that's exactly right. Well, and speaking of which,
I think we need another minute with the menu.
Oh, okay, cool. Great.
Wait, do you have a farmer story?
Well, yeah, just the farmer that sells us the Brussels is this character. I mean, it's like classic farm, because everything here is farm to table. And he came in today.
What does that mean? Sorry, people say that a lot, and it always sort of baffles me.
Well, usually, like a lot of restaurants will get their food and flash freeze it. So what you're getting is
it
like,
is what it sounds like. It is what it sounds like, Greg. It is what it sounds like.
But like, does it go through the? It doesn't. It goes right from the farm to the table.
No, Greg. No, it goes to the kitchen. It's just like it is. It's just fresher. Like,
do they wash it?
Guys, of course they wash it. Can we not? Come on, guys, please.
Because a lot of people don't know farms are mostly dirt. Have you ever seen a farmer's hand?
I just got chills thinking about a farmer's callous,
I know,
grubby little dirty hands picking like worms off of apples.
This is really fun. I really like this banter, and I wish I could participate, but I cannot focus till we order. And like, now we're making like insights about farms, and I just like can't do it until we order.
Great.
Oh, okay.
I'll hold that thought. That table over there actually finds this story very interesting. I might go tell it again to them.
I think it is interesting. I can't hear it now.
Oh man, I thought you were ready to order. Why did you?
We didn't agree. Did you? Can I just order? I would honestly love to get the green light to just order.
Yeah, sure. I mean, just real quick, though, what are you thinking? I'm sure it's fine. Whatever you want to. Like,
okay, I was thinking I thought we would get the Korean barbecue wings, a side of waffle fries, and then I wanted to try the carnitas tacos, and I thought we could split two chicken sandwiches.
I think that's great. I'm not eating chicken or potatoes right now.
Okay, like, see, this is why I wanted you to participate.
I just kind of wanted to avoid fried food, if that's okay.
Hey, y'all, sorry I'm late. I didn't miss the spelunking story, did I?
No! Okay, oh, my God.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, so my headlamp falls down.
This is exactly where you left off in the text voice-to-text message, so great. Thank you.
Yes, I hear something down there. It's sort of a rumble or a
growl. Hold on. Carrie, you have to get up from the floor if you want to hear the end of the story. Are you curled up on the floor?
I just can't. I can't hear the story right now because I can't focus. Peter, will you just hold one second? Okay, so no fried food, no chicken.
Actually, now that I think about it, I could go for some chicken right now.
Okay.
I would do pork.
You want the carnitas tacos?
Yeah, I would have one of those tacos.
I would do a carnitas taco.
Okay. And then we can't get pickles because they're out.
I'd love pickles.
No, they're out.
Oh, pickles are sounding really good. Do you think maybe we should go next door?
I could go for some pickles right now.
Guys.
Oh, let's get the guy over here, see if he can get a pickle order in real quick.
No, he told us.
Hey, what's up, man? Are you flagging me down?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
Oh, great. So the farmer says to me, farming is mostly just dirt. It's filthy. And I was like, I'm surprised you would admit this.
Did you see his hands?
They are immaculate. And that's the thing.
Twist.
Huge twist.
Okay, Shyamalan. Keep going.
He leaves the farm filthy. His whole drive is cleaning cuticles, under nails. So he's driving with his knees. He leaves the farm filthy.
Listen, could you?
Oh, that's right. Sorry, we need to put an order for pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But not fried.
Oh, just regular pickles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have those?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have plenty of them.
Okay, yeah. Can we get that? Nice. And just a bunch of carnitas tacos?
Okay, so a bowl of pickles, fresh, and some carnitas tacos.
Well, pickled.
Wait, hold not on. Not there before that. Yeah.
No.
Do you
ask.
Have that?
No.
Well,
no.
You want pre-pickles?
No.
Well, now I'm thinking cukes, though.
Yeah,
because I think in my head, actually, what I was thinking of was cukes.
Greg, please, we're so close.
Okay, no, you know what? Yeah, pickles. Pickles are great. Bowl of pickles is great.
We do this great thing here where we do several meals that are like from birth to death. So you can have the cucumber as kind of like a start, and then the vinegar, and then the pickle. And they're all kind of part of the meal. And we do it with several different things. You can have an egg, a chicken.
And the vinegar is just sort of straight in the middle?
Yeah.
How does that fit into the birth? What part of the birth to death metaphor is that?
This, let's just go for it.
Yeah, we'll take it. The prefix birth to death pickle menu.
Okay,
please.
The birth to death pickle and the birth to death chicken.
Can I? Oh, sorry, real quick. Can I get the cucumbers extra well done?
What?
Why like, so, like when they get when they come out like salty, right?
Like out of the brine.
Yeah.
That's an old pickle, is what you're asking for there. Actually, that's a common misconception.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like that?
Yeah, I'd love that.
And no cucumbers.
Well, I don't want to change the whole table's order.
I have to. I'm having so much trouble even writing this order down because I heard you say spelunking, and I just watched The Descent last night. And I'm like, wow, this is a crazy coincidence. I want to hear that spelunking story.
I do spelunk. A lot of people ask when they hear it, but yes, I do. I have the equipment and I do it.
Are you the story that I read in the news of the mountain lion? Is that you?
Please.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. God. That was me. Me and the mountain.
Let me just flip my little notebook shut here. I'm going to sit down in the table, cross my legs, listen to that story, if you don't mind.
What's this QR code for, by the way?
Oh, that is to rate the service. And also, if you want to tell the bartender like any special things for your drink or the chef, everything goes straight to the chef and the bartender. So any modifications you put into the QR code, you tell me the order, and then you modify on the QR code if there's anything you want to change.
Why don't you modify some fried pickles?
Yeah, I'm going to get some chicken with no chicken.
I tell you this, if you try to trick the chef, he gets pretty upset. He's like really always looking out for
tricks. We go to the kitchen. All right, what kind of wise guy put in this order? A chicken with no chicken and thinks he can get me?
Tell it, boss. He's not getting one over on you. No way, no how.
I'm going to get this fool. Okay.
We got your back.
How about a little poached egg? That's a little bit of chicken with no chicken.
You're right, boss. He's going to get that poached egg. And when he says this is a chicken with no chicken in it, you'll show him real good.
Yeah, you're going to give him the life to death menu without the death part.
Yeah, that's right. I like you trying, but you can't pull one over on me. Oh, what's this next one? Ooh, fig jam without the glaze? Sure.
Chef, I'm tired of coming in here. We have 50-minute tickets. Please send some food out.
You can't talk to the boss like that. Do you know who this guy is?
He's not the boss. I'm the boss.
I'm the boss of this kitchen. Heard?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, just because you think you wear a big tie, you're some fancy guy.
No, I do wear a big tie. I don't think I wear a big tie.
Just because you think that big sock around your neck is a big tie, that you that run this town, this kitchen.
Every morning because you mistake that pant leg for a tie.
You think anything you tie around your neck is a tie.
This is a nice tie.
This is nice. Because you found yourself some sort of in the bottom of your sock dryer sheet that you could fashion as a small scarf around your neck.
Okay, that's it. That's it. 86 fried pickles. That's it. You're not serving a single another fried pickle tonight. 86 of them.
Oh, you think you can pull it over on me? Fine. I'll 86 those fried pickles, but I'm going to put in a new little twist.
You tell him, boss. You have no idea.
Fried cuke.
What's the pickle?
Fried cuke, brine on the side. Gotcha.
No! I've been bested again by my mobster chef.
Same. was the was the truth that they didn't know what ties were, or that this guy really was putting huge pant legs on his
My truth was that he was so rich, he was wearing like a head of fashion, like French import ties, and they didn't recognize it as a standard Windsor knot. And so they were just like, what is this? I think the truth was not as wacky as a dryer sheet, but it was like that sort of ribbing where it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you fall into a laundry basket outside of a nunnery? No, I'm just wearing black slacks. Oh, is that what those are?
Yeah. How stupid can I mislabel you?
On one of my flights, there was a nun in the airport.
Wow. An empty flight? Here. There was none?
My God.
There was a nun. On one of my flights, there was a nun.
On another flight, so there was a nun.
Oh, what a jackpot. I have extra leg room.
Praise God for the nun. You see a nun, and you just wonder, is she...
You see a nun. You're coming to the movie theater. You think you're going to see her in the movie, and instead, you see a nun.
You think it's a big group experience. You see a woman who is married to God, sure. And
well done. You foiled us today. Best be on your guard with that proper noun. For we will be watching.
Oh, we shall twist it at the first convenience. If you shall fall into that trap again.
Do you enjoy improv? Constantly undermined by wordplay.
You know I do.
Come into our time machine. Back to your least favorite version of 401.
So sorry, this Dan. Lady there of God, it's yes. I wonder with this nun if like she's going on the plane and being like, I'm so different from everybody here. Because everybody there is looking at her and being like, whoa, a nun,
yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Can I know? Ask, what was the level of garb? Was it like full habit?
Yeah, it was like exactly what I picture a nun. Not a flying nun. She didn't have the big wings.
And black and white? Or was
black
it
and white. Let me. I have a picture of her somewhere in here. I don't know if that helps. Maybe you shouldn't just show someone's face. It's illegal to show a nun.
Did she sign a waiver?
Yeah, then you can't just take a picture.
All right, we're going to blur this nun out.
I don't think
it
works.
Oh, my gosh. Classic nun. Oh, my God.
Classic nun. And she's pretty blurry here. So.
Yeah.
I feel like I got to call the cop.
And she's reading. I wonder if that's the Bible. She's reading something.
I hope to God it's not.
Yeah, something lusty. That's what I bet what it is. Some romance novel.
I hope it's the Book of Mormon. I hope she's getting
twisted. How funny
twisted.
Would that be? Yeah.
On my flights, I get salacious. yeah, I don't know what exactly I'm thinking here other than just like, what is her opinion when she flies? Because it is so weird to everybody else.
Yeah.
Is she like, I am going to, like, everyone that walks by me is going to look at me? Is she like, look at all of these beautiful children of God?
How often are, I don't know if this is fully outside of my lane, but I have to imagine that nuns moving through the world outside of the nunnery, the church. Where do nuns live?
Yeah, I think there's another word for it as well, but it's not
convent.
Yeah, an abbey. Yeah. Monks are abbeys, right? All monks are named Abbey.
Convent, I think, is the most correct word.
I have to imagine that anytime they're out of the convent, like that part, they get like people are looking at them like that everywhere they go.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's different orders and there's different like levels that you can be within, you know, like there are rankings. And so so
I want to level up as a nun.
Yeah, level up to Mother Superior, get all those nun points.
That's right.
They salute, right? They salute each other.
Yeah. There's a lot of protocol. You can't make eye contact with Mother Superior.
Right.
Nun, yes, nun.
But yeah, that's got to be. To answer your question as best I can, Zach, I don't. It's still not often that they're just.
Yeah, like they're mostly in the
convent. And also, covenant. They're not.
I almost
often,
said covenant. I was like, that's not right.
They're not always in like the. There are different like dress requirements for different orders and different like there is, it usually still has like a modest uniform and a head covering. But like if we went to a retreat when I was like going through catechism classes and stuff, they would sometimes be in like the version of like nun
day casual.
Non-casual. Yeah.
Is that just sweats, like a sweatsuit?
Yeah, they're all matching joggers. Yeah. It's a pretty good drip, honestly. Some sort of hypey shoe. And
excuse me, son. Sorry to bother you. I know we're in a busy airport and you look like you're fully involved in your book there, but I just wanted to ask you, when you look at me, is it weird? Is it weird that I'm in here with all you normal folks?
Yeah. I guess I don't really, I don't know that I think of you as not normal. To be totally honest, I don't know that I have more in common with these people around me than I do with you. I guess in general, I'd say, no, it's not too weird. Are you worried or?
What a relief. Yes. Well, just a little bit, you know, just a little worried that I made the wrong choice.
And like lifestyle or on the like planes?
Yes, that, you know, that God isn't real or that I just see all these people dressed.
Are you
like
asking
this
me because I'm reading the Dungeons and Dragons monster manual? Are you like looking for
yes,
someone
what do
to,
you
like,
think of God? What you seem like you would know the truth.
I don't feel 100%. I feel like if I tell you what I think of God, I don't want to like, I don't want to make you mad. Is that like?
You won't. No, I'm a devout woman of the cloth for many years. And you know,
it does feel like your
opinions are my own.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think if there is a God, they're being kind of a shithead a lot of the time.
Me too. Me too.
Okay.
Me too. Gosh. Gosh. That's as far as I'll go.
Okay.
But you gosh, just, okay, you just it's been feeling weird lately,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, I totally understand why people come to like a place of faith for certainty in uncertain times, but it is hard for me to see the sort of like, conscious hand of a creator sort of allowing a lot of the stuff that happens on this world to take place and not be concerned. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Hey, thank you so much for your time.
Zach, I really look forward to these D&D retreats. And the fact that you told me that you were just bringing a new person, it really is like, you know, I'm just like a little worried that the vibe of the campaign and the group is going to be a little off now. I mean, have you leveled her up already? Do we have to wait for you to level her up?
No. I started Sister Mary Elizabeth at your level. You're all level 6.
Okay.
So it's all good. Listen,
just gets to be a level 6? She just gets to be there?
The fuck do you want, Thomas? Do you want to you want to carry around a level 1 character that's going to drop 0 hit points in the first encounter?
I just kind of want to echo what Benny is saying that like I feel like we should have gotten more of a heads up other than when you got here. You came in the door.
It's weird. I knew it. I knew it would be weird.
No, it's really not. It's just that like Zach came in the door and he said they were out of sweet Thai chili Doritos, so I just got more Cool Ranch, and Sister Mary Elizabeth is joining. I just, like, you know, a text.
I'm sorry.
I got to say, because it took me a full 5 minutes to just get used to, like, I've never seen one in the real.
I honestly thought you were, no offense, dressed for the campaign.
Dressed for the campaign,
costume.
And we agreed no outfits because it's too hot.
You thought I was an actor.
It's Palm
you
Springs
thought I was
one.
An actor.
We and thought that- you were really dedicated.
We agreed no outfits because it's too hot, and Shannon still wore a cape, which you said is a style choice you would have made any day of the week, but I believe that's a cloak that you're wearing.
Me?
Yeah. We're complaining,
I wear
that's
this
a cloak.
Cape. No.
That's a cloak.
This is a pool cover-up.
She was wearing that at the pool.
Okay.
It's my...
Okay. Well, can we just get...
I'm just going to go.
No.
Let me be clear. My beef is with my boy here, not with you. I mean, you are a shock to the system, but we're just like beefing with our boy.
Let's just... Look, we left off in the caverns. Can we go back into the caverns?
From me... I can't run a campaign with just a party of two. Like, it's going to be a full party wipe and it's going to happen. Listen, I scaled this entire campaign for three adventures. And then our boy, Brendan, was like, I can't be here today. And he bailed. And he bailed last minute. Yeah. He gave none of us notice. So either we scrapped the whole thing or I had this sort of like kismet where I met this wonderful woman who was very interested in the book I was reading. So I figured I'd invite her.
Okay, you guys, really quick. Do you think we should still have Brendan and pay for his part of the Airbnb? Because it was so short.
Yes. Last minute. Okay.
I just didn't know. Well, this is actually great.
As a nun, what do you think is right to do here? What would be godly or like proper? What does the Bible say if a friend bails on you?
Yeah, nuns give advice, right? That's what I'm not super like. You go into people of are always course. Going to a box and being like, forgive me, nun. I need advice.
So like, what would Bible say about you and some bros booked an Airbnb in Palm Springs to sit inside most of the day and then do two night swims and then one friend bails last minute. And the house is at the upper level of everyone's agreed price range. It's not beyond.
And he's the one that pushed for you to get that fancier place.
He pushed it.
Well, you know, I feel a little conflicted because I don't have any money.
You shouldn't have to pay at this point. Like, you joined last minute. Yeah, yeah.
I just feel bad that I can't contribute.
You can contribute in other ways, like dishes and, like, being the first one to take out the trash or, like, figuring out what the checkout rules are. That's always helpful because sometimes it gets lost in the email. I think it's really nice when someone knows the checkout rules.
And it's long. This one has a long
Okay, yeah. I could be on that.
You have no money?
Yes, I don't have any money.
How did you get on that plane?
Well, it was booked ahead of time by the Archdiocese. And
so they've got money. They don't give it any to you, though, for like, you don't get like fun nun spending.
Do you get a per diem? That's Latin. I gotta feel like there's crossover.
You must have a per diem.
Sometimes I get a little per diem or walking around money, but I, I don't really have much to my name. So I feel bad, but I think God would be on your side. It sounds like a bum move to leave early and not pay for the Airbnb.
Especially because we all know he bailed for that chick he met like 3 days ago, where it's like it's like we are old school friends, man, and it's a bummer.
Yes.
And look, I get it. She's smoke and mirrors, and that's his type tip to tail.
Oh,
but like,
smoke and
what are we?
Smoke and mirrors and tip to tail. Yeah. She sounds like quite an interesting woman.
She's great.
But really quick,
I think.
We put in like a pizza order, but I didn't hit send because we were waiting for y'all to get here. Is there anything you want to put in on the order? Anything you can't eat?
You can call her by her name.
Sorry.
You can call me Mary.
I thought it was like father or something like that. You say nun.
I think say sister.
You might be right. Do you say nun?
You say sister?
Sister nun.
We can go by Mary Elizabeth today. How about that? Or sister Mary Elizabeth.
Okay.
I would love some of those little potato poppers that Pizza Hut does. Again, I can't buy them, but sometimes we get them.
Pizza Hut gets sent to the continent.
Sometimes we get some Pizza Hut sent.
With the little potato poppers from Pizza Hut.
Yeah, the little potato poppers that have a little jalapeno in them.
Yeah,
those are nice.
That's not with me. I'm fine with
Zach,
I'm
just excited to take back everything we said. We came in here with a lot of heat when you came in, and we're just shocked. But she is such
rules,
an upgrade
right?
from
fucking
Brendan.
Rules. Can I?
That's really cool. No, like, oh, that's cool.
Sister,
thank you.
I think you're going to love
sis?
This.
Of course.
I'm
Let me take my hat
even
off.
Keel. Like, I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody who has like so little variety in their inflection, but not monotone. Like, you
it's
have
loving,
it's sing-song.
You're a port in the storm.
Oh my god, I feel held.
Oh, thank you.
I feel held.
Quick, did you call the thing
thank
you wear a hat? You said, "Oh, I took my hat off."
I didn't
take
my hat off. Yeah, just a hat. I mean, there is a more serious name.
She's
but
been translating
it's
all day for me because that's I know nice. So little about it, so that I would understand what she was talking about. Speaking of, I think this would be a good opportunity for you all to introduce, like, tell Mary Elizabeth the characters you're playing so that when we drop her in, I'll introduce your characters to each other. I'll bring those people together. And Mary Elizabeth, you should probably tell them about the character that we just rolled up on the way back from getting the Doritos.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead? Sorry, Shannon.
My name's Shannon in real life. In the game, my name is...
Hi, Shannon.
What?
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, Shannon. Hi.
My name is Clarivo. I'm a 6-level owlbear. I got... I got mostly wisdom and strength. And then we...
More, I think like that's all great. Okay. I'm not too worried about the stats. Yeah. 6-level owlbear, you tell you like your back, like just a little about your backstory.
I was abandoned and found by a merchant ship, so I was raised by merchants, but I left them after we shipwrecked against a kraken. And then I joined up with a band of thieves. And
that's right. I should have mentioned that you're all thieves, but then that's Clairvo the owlbear. That's great. Thank you so much.
Quite a life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little uncomfortable saying this, so stop me at any point. But
say your name first.
Yeah, I'm a Loxodon named Barn.
Nope, sorry. Say your real name first.
Oh, sorry. I'm Jeffy.
Hi Jeffy. Jeffy.
Yes.
Hi Jeffy.
And I'm Barnabas Ptolemy. I'm a Loxodon, aka elephant.
A big elephant warrior.
Yeah.
Just so you know, picture a giant bipedal elephant.
And I'm
with human hands that can hold things.
Yes, yes. So like a little bit like. Not Muzzy, but what was the French
Babar.
Elephant? Babar, yeah. A little bit like Babar, except I'm a devil-worshipping sex addict that has met on this band of thieves. And I have I commonly ruin our mission because I'm more interested in sex than doing the right thing. Mm. And
that must be very hard.
It's a blast. I don't know. I'm not that in real life, but yeah, I guess it would be for my character. Yeah.
And the name of the character again,
Barnabas Ptolemy.
Barnabas Ptolemy. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And what did you pick? None. I'm sister.
Is this right?
Sister Mary Elizabeth.
Are you going to play Chris Pine?
Me?
Yeah. Are you playing Chris Pine?
Yes. I'm playing.
Take a look at her character sheet before she gets to tell you about it. She wanted to play a character named Chris Pine.
My character's name is Chris Pine. He's a actor from the Star Trek series. And he's very tall with powers of mind confusion.
A lot of charisma and mind confusion.
Powers. I love it. This is going to be fun.
Thank you. I got a little bit of help on the way over. So.
Jeffy, I'm sorry. I really want to start playing, but could you press go on that order? I'm having a hard time focusing.
Yeah, you
got to
send that bad boy through.
Oh, it was good.
That's a D&D campaign that I would watch.
Ryan, your nun was so sweet. I was like deeply in love with how sweet this woman
just
was.
Just a sweet lady.
That
oh,
must
my
be
God.
Hard.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes I think in another life I was supposed to be like a sweet old lady. Like that feels like my most natural temperament.
I think we need more men that are like sweet old ladies though. I think you can make that come to pass in this
yeah, 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 I guess. Right.
You want to
right.
Potato pop.
so sweet.
Well, I think we're at time here.
Yeah, we're just
everybody.
About there.
What do we think about that?
Did you press go on the order? Because I haven't been able to focus.
Yeah, yeah, send it through.
It's been a lot of really bad improv because I was just like, did we press go?
For all you listeners, we are about to eat right now. Well, in 2 hours because I never hit send on the order. We never decided on the drinks. So. But thank you so much for being here, Zach and Jess.
Yes.
It was great seeing you. Jess McKenna, is there anything you'd like to plug and anywhere people can find you online?
Oh, you know, listen to Off Book, and you can follow me at Jess McKenna on Instagram. And what a joy to be here again with you men and dogs.
My dog was whining outside my door this whole time.
Aww. Jess was calling me a dog, which would have been okay. I would have assumed she meant it with love.
But. Oh, of course. My dogs.
Zach Reno, what would you like to plug? Where can people find you?
Oh, it's the same stuff. I'm at Zach Reno and Off Book. And if you follow the Off Book stuff, we have some cool stuff coming up that we are excited for you to see. But that's your channel for that.
Wonderful. Love that. Ryan, anything else we'd like to discuss out here in these streets?
No, just a big thank you to everybody for listening, and thank you to our guests, and thank you for the production help from Brian Holmes and Hannah Rehack, and then our theme song from Casey Trela and our logo from Annie Wu. Thanks for everybody who helps with the show.
Yes, and this is we're getting close enough that we can start plugging at the end of October. We'll be at the Lincoln Lodge, just like we were last year with Big Grande. So if you're in Chicago or the surrounding areas are going to be near there, get tickets to that show. We're doing Friday and Saturday night again. And that's all we've booked, but we're hoping to do some more shows in that area. So
fun.
Awesome. Get there.
Yeah,
yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Say, yes, Chef. Well, come through, Chef.
We're doing live the Bear Improv in Chicago.
Yes. We each have a big beef sandwich in our hands doing improv. It'd be perfect.
And the seventh show is a mono scene.
Oh, I spoiler.
Sleeping mono
scene. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, thanks again for being here, y'all. And thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.